This phrase, word of faith, has been, I suppose, abused and turned into some gimmick-oriented, self-serving sort of genie in a bottle sort of deal. But there's still a truth to it that you mustn't forget. This idea of word of faith is to pursue God, to believe what he believes, to see what he sees, and then to stand on that. The thing that created the heavens and the earth was God's word. Let there be light. Boom. It was God's word that had the creative power to create the galaxies with zillions of tons of matter and trillions of pounds of fuel that burned helium and hydrogen and the things that have happened all around us, the galaxies out there, the stars that aren't just little tiny beacons of light in the air, but there's huge galaxies with, you know, like I said, zillions of tons of fuel that's burning millions of degrees hot. All that stuff that's out there happened because God spoke. And what I want you to understand, if you don't understand this already, is if anyone says to this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, it shall be done. Not doubting. I mean, you mustn't live a life of complaining. Put the complaining words aside. Put the words of skepticism and fear aside. Grab a hold of what God's revealed will is and stand on that no matter what you see. If you won't do that, you will be tossed to and fro. If you doubt, you'll be like an unstable sea and you shouldn't think that you should receive anything from the Lord. But the point is this, it's not our desire to get our will done that we conjure up in our head some certain thing that we want and then we demand it and we lay hold of it and claim it and all these sorts of things that are rather gimmicky and extremely unfruitful if you were to check it out. But there is something that's true and real, and that is to pursue God's will, his current thought, and to believe what Jesus said and to stand on what God is now saying and what God's attitude and God's perspective is of a particular issue, no matter what you feel like, no matter what you see, no matter what anybody else says or does, it doesn't make any difference. You wake up in the morning and you feel some certain way about yourself or about some certain circumstance. The first question out of your mouth isn't, how do I feel about it? The first question out of your mouth is, how does God feel about it? How does God feel about it? And on that, I will stand regardless of circumstances, regardless of events and failings, shortcomings, all of those things. I will not waver. I will find out God's will, and I will stand on it. I'll crucify self-centered motives. James said that if you ask amiss, consuming on your own lust, and you shouldn't think that you'll receive anything from the Lord in that case either. So there are times where we could do things selfishly and pursue something for ourselves, and then lay hold of it, and God won't answer that. But there's a whole realm of life, and I just know what God intends. There's no question in my mind. See, that's not one of those disputable matters. This isn't a self-centered issue, a man-centered issue. I know what God's will is. Is there any question whatsoever of the end product of God's will? You know, how that'll come to pass, only he knows. But I know this much, that the only thing that can keep it from coming to pass is unbelief. It isn't his commitment. It isn't his sinlessness. It's not his environment. It's not how dedicated he is with a prayer life or how well he knows his Bible. Those aren't the issues. It's a simple belief in what God has ordained for his life. It's his desire that he be presented perfect before the glorious throne, that he bear much fruit, showing himself to be Jesus' disciple. It's God's revealed will that he emanate the life and the fruitfulness and the character and the substance, the fullness of Jesus of Nazareth in the body, as it says in Romans 5, now, not just some distant thing, pie in the sky. I know God's will, and the only thing that can keep from getting there is the thing that humans fall prey to so easily, and that is to be subject to their own feelings, their own observations, their own introspection. I choose to believe God in spite of my past failings. I choose to believe God in spite of how I feel when I get up in the morning. I choose to believe God for my future and where I'm ultimately going, no matter how far I may seem to be from that mark right now. And any progress I've ever had has been solely related to an attitude of gratitude to God and of faith in the blood of Jesus and the Spirit of Jesus. It isn't some attainment
Paul said he wanted to work harder than all the rest by God's grace, and I appreciate that, and I too want to work harder than all the rest. But that is not the issue. Faith in the blood of Jesus Christ, in the word of His promise, and the ability of the Spirit of God, that's the thing that will make the difference of life and death, fruitfulness and unfruitfulness in anybody's life. If I looked at it through the eyes of the flesh, I would say, well, I don't know, here's my past record. You know, here's what happened last time I said that. Here's what everybody else is doing, and I'm sure no better than them. And I could go down a long list of reasons that says I'll never amount to anything. But if I really believe what Jesus said about my potential and not look back, then I have taken a giant leap forward to attaining that, because it's based on faith, grace, unmerited favor, and faith. And that not of yourselves, lest any man boast. God never wants us to be in a situation where someone's intelligence or their self-discipline or some other thing becomes to their credit, their reason for being effective for Christ. He takes the things that are not noble and not wise and not pretty. He takes the children and not the wise and the learned. He takes the people that believe His word to believe the same powerful word that spoke the galaxies into existence, to believe that His word is more powerful than anything else I could ever feel or think or imagine or fall into. It's bigger than all of that. There's substance in His word. His promises have substance. They're real. They're to be believed and held on to regardless of anything anybody would ever say or do, regardless of any event or any failure. His word is to be believed and held on to unwavering, without complaint, with gratitude and praise. Sons of Abraham in Romans 4 are those that, without wavering, being fully persuaded, giving glory to God, that sort of attitude, in spite of any possible circumstance, anything that would ever come against you or come upon you, that sort of faith is the thing that the kingdom of God is made of and the last days will be ushered in by. Not your talent, not your ability, not your knowledge, but your faith. This is the work of God, to believe on the one whom He sent. There's your job, your mission, should you decide to accept it. Believe on the one whom He sent. You can see, if you can understand at all what I just said, how essential it is. Not some sort of hocus pocus or magic, you know, positive mental attitude sort of thing. I'm not talking about PMA. What I'm talking about is apprehending the Word of God and embracing it regardless of anything that would seek to undermine that. And if you'll live that way, if you'll come up against a situation like just mentioned, the past and the failures or the weakness or the doubts that Satan would throw your direction and say, listen, I know where I've been, but I don't care. I am not looking back. I believe what Jesus said is my destiny, and I refuse to accept anything but that. I refuse to accept anything but God's destiny for my life. Nothing else will satisfy me. Nothing else will move me. Nothing else will thwart my conviction and my gratitude and my praise. Nothing else will touch me. I will go on, and nothing in heaven or on earth can stop me, because God has spoken. That has to be our attitude towards every obstacle. And that is the attitude, that's the heart of faith that will usher in the return of the Lord. We'll never get smart enough or committed enough. That's not the issue. This is the work of God, to believe on the one whom He sent. And where do we go from here? Whole future hinges on that one question and whether or not it can be, well, what did God say about where I'm going from here? That's where I'm going. And I don't care what you think. I'm going anyway, because God said.